This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CONS. Today is Thursday, June 21st, 2018. This is Ryan LeMay reporting for CONS, the leading online provider for audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. David Price got rocked early, and the Red Sox bats failed to come alive in a 6-2 defeat to the Minnesota Twins last night. Robbie Grossman led off the bottom of the first with a solo home run. Grossman held off from the tough pitches and took Price yard on the ball straight down the middle. Boston's lone run was scored in the second inning as Lynn couldn't catch first baseman Logan Morrison's high throw to first for the first out of the inning, allowing Mitch Moreland to score from second base. In the fourth, the Red Sox threatened again when Moreland knocked a leadoff single and Rafael Devers followed with a walk. But Lynn got Brock Holt to roll into a 4-6-3 double play and then struck out Christian Vasquez to defuse the threat. Kepler turned on Price's 1-2 changeup in the bottom of the fourth and sent it into the right field bleachers to give Minnesota a 3-1 lead it would not surrender. Price's changeup is hard to hit historically. The last homer off Price's changeup came from Yankees catcher Gary Sanchez on June 8, 2017. The Red Sox have now lost 4 out of the last 5 games and fall 2 games back of the Yankees in the AL East. Price had a decent showing, allowing 3 runs on 7 hits and a walk. Unfortunately, like in Game 1 of the series, the Red Sox offense left him out to dry. Lance Lynn again struggled with his command, issuing 5 walks, but he surrendered just 1 unearned run and 3 hits in 5 innings. The Red Sox were 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position and are 2-for-22 in the first 2 games of this series. Heath Hembree was one of the lone bright spots, tossing a perfect 7th inning with a strikeout. The right-hander has turned in scoreless outings in 7 of his past 8 appearances. Mookie Betts also looked good, accounting for 2 of Boston's 4 hits. Betts is now hitting his stride, 8 games removed from the DL. Before I go on and tell you about the series finale of the Twins, let me tell you about my new favorite app. If you love fantasy baseball, then you need to try Draft. It's daily fantasy baseball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Drafts last for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, just set it and forget it. And the best part? Play for cold hard cash and get paid out the next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. I love my fantasy sports, and getting to play fantasy baseball in a fast and easy way is just how I like to do it, and that's what Draft does for me. I love that I can just log in, pick my guys, and just put my phone down for the rest of the night without even thinking about it. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store, or play right from your computer on Draft.com. For the Red Sox, Rick Porcello will start in the road trip finale. Porcello pitched 6 innings and gave up 4 runs in a no decision at Seattle in his last start. Brian Dozier is just 8-for-40, but has launched 3 home runs against Porcello, who is 10-10 with a 3.90 ERA and 29 starts versus Minnesota. As for the Twins, Kyle Gibson will be on the mound. Gibson has allowed 5 total runs over his last 4 starts, spanning 26 and 2/3 innings. Gibson is 1-2 with a 3.08 ERA and 4 career starts versus the Red Sox. First pitch today is at 1:10 Eastern in Minnesota, and you can catch the game on NESN or listen at WEEI 93.7. Be sure to also follow CONS on Twitter at CONS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CONS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and the Stitcher, as well as the CONS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Ryan LeMay for the Boston Red Sox news feed.